This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. Expect some hazy skies tonight and tomorrow morning. Forecasters predict wildfire smoke is headed to Colorado from wildfires in Canada and the Pacific Northwest. It's expected to fade throughout the weekend. Smoke levels are generally unhealthy if you can't see something closer than 5 miles away. If that happens, officials recommend avoiding outdoor exercise and running an indoor air purifier. Calls to Colorado's system for students to report potential school threats or violence are up. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
In September, the anonymous reporting tip system Safe to Tell received more than 2,000 calls, a nearly 90% increase over last month. Suicide threat calls were the top category, followed by bullying and school complaints. September included a student reporting a classmate who'd threatened to harm themselves. The student was taken to the hospital. Duplicate reports were up. Officials say that's likely because threatening posts were shared on social media. Officials reminded the public that resharing posts spreads fear and can add to harm. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Artists on the Western Slope are inviting the public into their workshops during the annual Grand Valley Open Studios Tour. Today through Sunday, creators from Grand Junction to Palisade will show off where they make their blown glass, impressionist landscapes, functional pottery, and more. The organization Grand Valley Creative Alliance organizes the free self-guided tour. A map is available at gvcreates.org. Right now in Grand Junction, it's 70 degrees and clear. In Vail, it's 51 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC.